Hey, welcome to WFSU-FM's traditional holiday music edition of Perspectives. As in the past couple of years, we did record this in advance last week, and that's because our co-host, Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra music director and conductor Darko Budorak, had just come into town for this past weekend's holiday magic concerts this past Friday and Saturday. Great lineup of music. What were some of the things that, for the benefit of folks who didn't hear that, Darko, that you guys had on the playlist for those concerts?
Well, the special thing this year is we welcomed the St. John's Choir to join us at the Holiday Magic Show. And they're just wonderful to work with, a wonderful sound. And so, I don't know, so many nice pieces we did together. But the one that kind of stands out for me was the Ray Vaughan Williams Fantasia on Christmas Carols. And it's a beautiful piece, very much in the English choral style, this beautiful Anglican sound, as I like to call it. That was really a treat to work on this week.
Yeah, with a little dish of figgy pudding on the side. Yeah,
indeed, indeed.
Well, what did you bring us this week to start us off on our holiday show, Darko?
Well, okay, now this is a little bit something completely different, but I always, from very young age, I fell in love with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And my favorite bit is Burl Ives singing Jingle, Jingle, Jingle.
Jingle, 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 you will hear my sleigh bells ring. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of jingling. Jingle, jingle, reindeer, through the frosty air they'll go. They are not just plain deer, they're the fastest deer I know. Ho, ho, you must believe that on Christmas Eve I will pass you by. I'll dash away in my magic sleigh, flying through the sky. Jingle, 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 you will hear my sleigh bells ring. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of jingling. Ho, ho, you must believe that on Christmas Eve I will pass you by. I'll dash away in my magic sleigh, flying through the sky. Jingle, 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 you will hear my sleigh bells ring. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of jingling. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of jingling. Oh,
and you just have the most distinctive voice just about in all of American folk music, because he really was a folk singer. Burl Ives, we think of him as this rotund character. He played Big Daddy, of course, and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof and right. All of that. But he was a true folk singer in the old school tradition, and that jingle, jingle, jingle. But couldn't be anyone else but Burl Ives. Well, I got something a little bit different here, Darko. Back in the 1980s, there was a singer with her roots up in Rust Belt, Ohio, and she moved to the UK and got up with a bunch of guys and formed a band that became really on the cutting edge of the punk movement back in the 1980s. That singer, of course, Chrissy Hynde, still rocking it to this day. Her band, The Pretenders, and they had songs like If You Remember, Back on the Chain Gang and Middle of the Road and Talk of the Town and all that. But they were also capable of really some surprising emotional depth in some of their stuff. So they came up with a portfolio of Christmas tunes. And here's one about what it feels like when someone you love is far away at this time of year, when their absence is most painful. So here's Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders with 2,000 Miles, It Must Be Christmas Time.
Very far. sunrise is very far through the snow. I'll think of you wherever you go.
Back on a traditional WFSU-FM holiday show with Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra music director and conductor Darko Butorac. And what was your favorite tradition when you were growing up in Europe back in the day, Darko?
Well, you know, I grew up in former Yugoslavia. So Christmas was not exactly typical because at the time it was still a communist country. So we had a very unusual tradition. There was a guy who came dressed in a big red suit and had a white beard and had a lot of presents for the kids. But his name was Grandfather Frost instead of Santa Claus. And he came on New Year's Day and he left your presents under the New Year's tree. Isn't that hilarious? It's exactly the same thing, but it was rebranded. It was a rebranded Christmas that took place on New Year's because it was not kosher with the authorities. So that's what I grew up with. So I had the whole experience just 5 days later, basically. Anyway, I thought we'd continue now as far as the show. You know, it kind of opened on a melancholic note, and I love one of my favorite things to do at holiday concerts is do work with the Nutcracker of Tchaikovsky. It is slightly overplayed piece with for all the little girls in tutus all over the world. But it's really amazing music. And my favorite bit from the entire ballet is at the very end, it's the Grand Pas de Deux of Tchaikovsky from Nutcracker.
Well, Darko, the next song that we have here on our holiday tradition, it has become a tradition. 3 years we've been doing
Indeed.
This.
Wow. You do it three times, it's a tradition.
And I want to thank you, too. Full disclosure here, you actually came to us right after you had taken over the position with the Tallahassee Symphony and said, hey, you know, I do this thing at my other location with the Missoula Symphony, with the public radio station up there where we do this regular holiday show. And could we do that here? And I just thought it was such a jamming idea. And I'm so glad we're doing
fun.
This here.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of got this also started here because this next song is a different rendition of one that you played last year. Remember the theme from the movie Home Alone that you rolled out in last year's show?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, well, you spun the original version, but I dug up a variation. The YouTube sensations known as the Gregory Brothers, who are Andrew, Michael, Evan, and girl brother Sarah Gregory, she's really Evan's wife, came out with their own unique rendition of the Home Alone theme. We're going to play that now.
Kevin has bad parents. They leave him and go to Paris.
He's so happy, very glad he's all alone. No one to whine. Shoots a BB gun, slides the stairs of fun. Sees a naked lady for the first time.
Shaves his face and shows. Watches gangster films and eats chocolate. But he gets distracted from his fun by two mean criminals who are very done.
There's John Kelly in the band. He's driving with his polka band. Sees what's happening to Paul Cameron. No heroin gives her a hand. Little Dutch girl got a rough at some point. Less than won't save any time. Her family with a red flag.
Harry and Maud are so dumb. Can't tell real people from mannequins. Soon they realize that he's alone. But they don't know that he's booby trapped his home.
Bash their heads with.
We are back on our holiday show on WFSU-FM, where we're rolling out some songs new and old and traditional and not so much with Darko Butorac. And so if you're just tuning us in here on Perspectives, we did record this last week, so please don't call in and make a request because we won't be able to do it. But what else you got for us this week, Darko?
Well, since you went down parody lane here... I'm a proud graduate of Indiana University, maybe the largest music school in the world. And, you know, this school has produced amazing artists over the years. Opera singers, great instrumentalists. One of the guys that used to play in my orchestras when I was, studying conducting at the university now plays the concertmaster of the Berlin Philharmonic. So it's a cool place. But one of the neatest groups to come out of Indiana University is none other than Straight No Chaser. And this is their parody on my least favorite Christmas carol of all time, The 12 Days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas,
on the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
five golden rings.
Four
four calling three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas,
my true love gave to me.
Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Ladies dancing,
seven ladies dancing,
six ladies dancing, five.
You better not shout, you better not cry,
you better not in a pear tree on the ninth. On the eighth, on the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Seven we come, oh, a swimming,
six geese, so five golden rings.
Four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves.
Here we come,
the boar's head
in hand, there I'd be decked with bays
and partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
11 pipers piping, 10 loads of leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens, 2 turtle doves,
and Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my
I have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, a dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel.
12 days of Christmas.
What? Yeah, Christmas.
8 days of Hanukkah.
Oh.
It's a Christmas medley.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
On the 12th day, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming like Olympus above the Serengeti.
Ba, 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 da, ba, ba.
11 pipers piping, 10 lords a leaping.
Eight maids
of
milking, they were milking just for me.
Ba, ba, ba,
I had Christmas down in Africa.
Ba, ba, ba,
I had Christmas down in Africa.
Ba, ba, ba,
I had Christmas down in Africa.
Ba, 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 ba,
partridge in a big pear tree. Partridge in a big pear tree.
Just heard from No Chaser and their version of 12 Days of Christmas. What other least favorite songs do you have, Darko?
I have to say, you know, the tune is good, but if you repeat it too much, it, you know, it overstays its welcome. So I really like that version. I find it quite playful. One of my favorite singers of all time when it comes to the English language. Because there's not one single song I can think of that you cannot understand absolutely every word, every meaning of every word. The true artist of this was Frank Sinatra. So here is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star
upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
The phrasing that that guy brings to a song is not only unmistakable in the pitch and the timbre and everything else that he brings to, but the emotional investment in
he
every
tells the story.
Phrase is just
every. You're right. Every phrase tells a story.
Yeah. No one could sing like that guy.
Yep.
The incomparable Frank Sinatra here, and you're listening to our holiday music rendition of Perspectives on WFSU-FM with Darko Budorak from the Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra. You know, it doesn't seem possible, Darko, but we're talking about traditions and all. And here's something kind of contemporaneous that has become a tradition. The Tim Burton stop-action movie masterpiece Nightmare Before Christmas came out 22 years ago as of October.
Wow.
And for those folks who have seen it, you probably become an instant fan. I haven't heard of too many people say, boy, that was a stupid movie. And it really has become a cult classic, but it combined kind of charm and creepiness in some pretty inventive ways. But as great as the images from that are, the Danny Elfman soundtrack just brought that entire production up to a even higher level. So from The Nightmare Before Christmas, the lead character, Jack Skellington, takes us along with him as he discovers the wonders of Christmas as he sings, "What's This?"
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. How am I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this? Children throwing snowballs instead of throwing heads. They're busy building toys, and absolutely no one's dead. There's frost in every window. Oh, I can't believe my eyes. And in my bones, I feel the warmth that's coming from inside. Oh, look, what's this? They're hanging mistletoe. They kiss? Why, that looks so unique. Inspired! They're gathering around, hearing story, roasting chestnuts on a fire. What's this? What's this? In here, they've got a little tree. How
queer. And who would ever think, and why, they're covering it with tiny little things. They've got electric lights on strings, and there's a smile on everyone. So now correct me if I'm wrong, this looks like fun, this looks like fun. Oh, could it be I got my wish? What's this? Oh my, what now? The children are asleep, but look, there's nothing underneath. No ghouls, no witches here to scream and scare them or ensnare them. Only little cozy things secure inside their dreamland. What's this? The monsters are all missing and the nightmares can't be found. And in their place there seems to be good feeling all around. Instead of screams, I swear I can hear music in the air. The smell of cakes and pies are absolutely the sights, the sounds, they're everywhere and all around. I've never felt so good before. This empty place inside of me is filling up. I simply cannot get enough. I want it, oh I want it, oh I want it for my own. I've got to know, it is this place that I have found. What is this? Christmas time?
Okay, back on our holiday show on WFSU-FM with Darko Budorak and Tom Flanagan with you, and hoping that you and yours have just an absolutely wonderful and fantabulous holiday, if that is even a word. What was your favorite holiday present that you got when you were a kid, Darko?
My favorite holiday present, goodness gracious. It's so long ago, Tom, man. when you're a kid, small things. I think there was, when I was about 6 years old, it was like a Lego set. And I became obsessed. That was one of my favorite toys, definitely as a child, was having Lego toys and combining things and doing them. And I remember after I got the present, probably for the next 4 or 5 days, I wasn't seen out of my room because it was just stuck assembling the little blocks left and right over and over and over again, breaking it up, building it back up again. Just love it.
Yeah, but that's what you also do with an orchestral score at the same time, is to take all those little elements
and put them together.
And then you put it together,
Absolutely. Hopefully
in new and inventive and creative ways.
Absolutely.
What else you got for us this week?
So another thing that I wanted to bring today is, again, a very much two very traditional carols. In this case, it's Carol of the Bells and God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. But the arrangement is done by a group called The Piano Guys. They're out of Utah, and it's an arrangement for 12 cellos. Now, I'm a cellist, so I'm particularly partial to this one. I really love how the instrument is used, let's say, in a very upbeat and modern fashion in this one.
the piano guys, which I really love, and cellos on top of that. So I guess it was the piano and the cello guys at the same time.
Exactly. It's a little bit of a misnomer. The piano guys with 12 cellos, yeah.
Well, you know, the other day I was hanging out at the mall, as so many people do at this time of year, the craziness of the holiday shopping. And even though a lot of people have opted for online accumulation of goodies for the holidays, it sure hasn't cut down on the traffic at most malls. And my poor beleaguered wife, who works at one of the department stores, I was waiting for her to get off work. And while I was waiting, I heard some of the most absolutely horrific and dreadful music coming from the background sound system. And these were holiday songs that were performed by some, you know, pretty well-known and celebrated pop stars. And it occurred to me that really there aren't many cases in which those kinds of people have taken old school traditional Christmas and other holiday songs and really done something inventive and new
yep.
and unique with it. But I did find one outstanding instance where that's not the case. And what's really remarkable is that this particular song was done live and in concert. So here's Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, their version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Know what time of year it is? What time? What? 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 Oh, Christmas time. You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many. You guys in trouble out here. Yeah, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
The sounds of the holiday here on WFSU-FM, our Perspectives program that focuses on those sounds of the season with your guest DJs, Darko Butorac from the Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra and me, Tom Flanagan. There was something that I heard from one of my other musician friends, Darko, that I really resonated with me, and that some of these songs, as simple as they may seem, and of course they have to have melodies that you can hum and sing along with and all that, but there's some pretty sophisticated songs that make their way into holiday playlists.
Well, you know, you have to consider that most of the songs in the repertoire, so to speak, are quite old. They've stood the test of time. You wouldn't come back like to the God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. How old is that tune? I mean, really, centuries. It's amazing that, you know, it has to stand the test of time. It has to be, as you say, catchy. It has to really connect with the meaning of it. And, you know, from a composer's perspective, Christmas time, you look from a dramatic way. You have a very beautiful story. You have the story of the birth of Jesus. But, you know, we all know the story ends with not, let's say, the most positive outcome for that baby. And so there's a melancholy inherent in Christmas music. And I think that combination is what makes it so special and powerful. So this next selection of mine actually fits into that because it's a fairly new carol. It was written in 1984. It's by John Rutter, a very well-known composer, especially of choral music. And he wrote this for the Cambridge Singers. And it's called the Candlelight Carol. And it's a very, very intimate and delicate work. And it was a treat to discover it a few years ago for one of these concerts that we did.
Thank you.
As we continue our holiday music overview on WFSU-FM, here's when we're talking about traditions, and some of which go back centuries and centuries, and others which are a little bit more up-to-date, I guess, Darko. You know, that the celebration of Kwanzaa only dates back to 1966, and at least partly, I guess, because of that, you know, relative youth, the observance hasn't really produced yet a whole big body of music created just for that occasion. But what we're going to hear next kind of comes pretty close to that. It's sung by a voice that really was taken from us much, much too soon. It was recorded in 1998, a dozen years before his death. Here's Teddy Pendergrass with Happy Kwanzaa.
Habarigani, habarigani, Kwanzaa. Feel the joy as we sing of the love togetherness can surely bring emotion. Set the table, no matter strong, thankful for the first fruits of the year. This day I light a candle just for you. Come join the party, it's a celebration. Karamu at Kwanzaa time of year. Red and yellow, black or white, y'all, it's alright. It's a celebration that should last throughout the year.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Together there is much we can do.
All right.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Together there is so much we can do.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Together there is much we can do.
All right. It's a celebration. Remembering times of old, tradition is the food that fills our souls. Yes, it does. Still, the children are future of all our hopes and dreams. Let's teach them well. Let's teach them well. Come join the party. It's a celebration. Karamu at Kwanzaa time of the year. Red and yellow, black or white. Yo, it's alright. It's a celebration that will last throughout the year.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Together there
is much we can do. Alright.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa. Everybody.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Together there is much we can do.
Together there is so much we can do. Happy, 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 happy Kwanzaa. So many ways to show I love you. See, I have faith in all that we do. But we gotta stay together. Just a few of the principles that help us.
Sauce of eight, that's when we get praise to the man upstairs for another blessed day. I give hugs to my moms, my dad, and my sis. You smell that? I run to see what moms cook.
While we drink from the cup of togetherness, it's that part of the year that you don't want to miss. I give a gift from the heart so you know it's true. So recite a principle and tell me what it means to you.
Hey.
Determination.
As we get ready to wrap up our holiday version of Perspectives on WFSU-FM with Darko Budurak from the Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra, conductor and music director, thank you again for gracing our ears with some wonderful, wonderful sounds in the year just passed. Looking forward to 2016 as well. And we'll get back together during the holidays of next season. We'll do this all again.
Sounds great.
Perspectives produced by WFSU-FM in Tallahassee. Technical assistance provided by Taylor Cox. And I'm Tom Flanagan, hoping your holidays are happy and inviting you to join us in 2016 for more Perspectives on WFSU-FM. Our first show of the year will be on January 7th. We'll be talking about what the new year may have in store for some of our younger and older members of the community. We'll talk then.
Audio copies of Perspectives are available by calling 1-800-829-8809. Log on to WFSU.org for online archives and podcast. Perspectives is a production of 88.9 WFSU-FM, Tallahassee.